Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Arts and Entertainment Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Tuesday evening, September 23rd, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of arts and entertainment news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
GameSquare named agency of record for World of Dance. GameSquare Holdings, Inc. has been named the agency of record for World of Dance. GameSquare will lead commercial efforts and produce the World of Dance Summit in July 2026. World of Dance, with over 32 million digital followers, is a cultural icon in competitive dance. GameSquare's CEO Justin Kenna expressed excitement about the partnership, aiming to unlock new opportunities for creators and partners. The collaboration focuses on engaging young and diverse audiences through storytelling and live experiences. World of Dance's president, David Gonzalez, highlighted GameSquare's success in activating gaming culture to drive growth and innovation. This strategic alliance aims to expand brand integrations and reach for live events and digital platforms.
HPRA names Julio Ricardo Varela 2025 Bravo Awards Journalist of the Year. Julio Ricardo Varela has been named the 2025 Bravo Awards Journalist of the Year by the Hispanic Public Relations Association. Varela, a pioneer of independent, Latino-led media, has been a leading voice on Latino issues for the past 20 years. He will be honored at the Bravo Awards Gala on November 13, 2025 in Chicago, Illinois. Varela founded Latino Rebels in 2011 and later served as president of Futuro Media. He currently works as a senior producer and strategist at Free Press, writes for MSNBC, and publishes the Latino Newsletter. Varela's work has been recognized by the National Association of Hispanic Journalists, and he credits community voices for shaping his mission. The Bravo Awards celebrate excellence in multicultural communications, with HPRA supporting and celebrating diverse voices in the industry. Tiny Gems Breaks. Seg Media Corporation, NASDAQ, SEG, LTRYW, awards inaugural Sports.com Nations Trophy to Austria's Jordan Deliska. Seg Media Corporation, a global sports entertainment and gaming conglomerate, awarded the inaugural Sports.com Nations Trophy to Austria's Jordan Deliska. Deliska secured the trophy and a funded drive at the Radical Gulf Cup opener in Abu Dhabi by earning 40 points in a weekend of intense competition at Donington Park. Seg Media's commitment to expanding global motorsport visibility was highlighted through Sports.com branding at the event. Directors Mark Burcham and Tamer Hassan were in attendance, with Hassan drawing media attention to the Racing Women initiative. For more information about Seg Media Corporation, visit their newsroom online.
Hong Kong Cinema at Busan 2025 successfully held, promoting Hong Kong film production, enhancing international exchange and cooperation. The Hong Kong Cinema at Busan 2025 promotional campaign successfully showcased Hong Kong film production, enhancing international exchange and cooperation. Organized by the CCIDA, FDC, and HKTDC, the campaign included exhibitions and networking activities to strengthen Hong Kong's position as a cultural exchange center. The event provided a platform for local filmmakers to interact with international industry peers, fostering collaboration opportunities. Sylvia Chang, producer of Measure in Love, received the Camellia Award at the Busan International Film Festival. A Hong Kong pavilion featured film companies like Kapu Films Limited and Golden Network Asia Limited. A memorandum of understanding was signed to enhance collaboration in film talent development between Hong Kong and South Korea. Representatives from the HKTC shared market insights at the Asian Film Market Leaders Summit, highlighting Hong Kong's role as a primary film market in Asia.
Cornhill Street in Annapolis, 1953, A. Aubrey Bodine. in the photograph Cornhill Street in Annapolis, 1953, by A. Aubrey Bodine, we see the restoration of colonial and early federal homes in Anne Arundel County. Originally the same height, one house had a roof raising around 1900. A. Aubrey Bodine, known as one of the finest pictorialists of the 20th century, began his photographic career in 1923. He believed in the creative discipline of photography, using tools like a painter's brush. Bodine's craftsmanship and technical alterations produced remarkable images. More than 6,000 photographs spanning his 47-year career can be viewed and ordered as reprints on www.aubreybodine.com. For more information about this legendary photographer, visit the website.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Arts and Entertainment Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7 PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.